This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says he ordered the drone attack that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani because he had a solemn duty to protect America and its citizens. Speaking at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, Mr. Trump said that Soleimani was the architect of several attacks against Americans and was planning more.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
The president also said that the United States is not seeking regime change, but warned Iran that it must end its actions to destabilize the Middle East, including through its proxies. The president's remarks came after the Pentagon announced it was preparing to send more than 3,000 additional troops to the region after Iran vowed to avenge Soleimani's death. From Capitol Hill to foreign capitals, there have been worries about what comes next after the strike that killed Iran's top general. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
It's a seismic event.
Former Pentagon official Derek Chollet has the same fear as former Vice President Joe Biden.
Have they thought it through?
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer notes Iran has pledged a harsh response.
This action may well have brought our nation closer to another endless war.
But GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Qasem Soleimani deserved to die.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members.
And whom Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox and Friends was planning imminent attacks on Americans. And President Trump made the right call to go after him.
A serious decision, which was necessary.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Iraq's military denied Saturday an airstrike had taken place on a medical convoy in Taji, north of Baghdad. Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces umbrella group of paramilitary groups had said earlier that an airstrike targeting its fighters hit a convoy. This is VOA News. Bushfires burned dangerously out of control on Australia's east coast, helped by soaring temperatures and strong winds, had firefighters battling to save lives and property. By mid-afternoon, Victoria had 19 fires rated at emergency or evacuate warning levels, and New South Wales had 11 related emergency, with more than 100 others burning across the states. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says at least two more people have died, and more communities are threatened by the deadly wildfire.
23 confirmed deaths to date, and we are facing another extremely difficult next 24 hours. This is taking a very heavy toll, with more than 1,500 homes already lost.
In Mallacoota, Victoria, the skies turned red, then dark due to the fires. The town experienced similar conditions on Tuesday. French police shot dead a man near Paris Friday after he went on a knife rampage in a suburban park, killing one person and seriously wounding two others. Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
The attack happened in the town of Villejuif in the southern suburbs of the French capital. Officers cordoned off the area, with ambulances and police vehicles lining nearby streets. Junior Interior Minister Laurent Nunez praised the emergency services response.
At this time, I would like to salute the quick response of Paris police personnel, especially the personnel of the anti-crime brigade of this area, who intervened very quickly.
The prosecutor handling the case said witnesses were being interviewed, but declined to disclose details about the attacker. The two injured victims are being treated in nearby hospitals.
An indicted associate of Rudy Giuliani will be giving more records to the House Intelligence Committee. AP correspondent Jennifer King explains.
A U.S. District Court judge in New York has granted a request from Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas to turn over to the House Intelligence Committee documents and data that were seized by federal investigators when he was arrested in October. His attorney says he wants to provide more information, including batches of documents seized from his home and the contents of one of his iPhones. Parnas and another man, Igor Fruman, have played key roles in efforts by Giuliani to get Ukraine to launch a corruption investigation against Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Parnas and Fruman have pleaded not guilty after being indicted on federal campaign finance violations related to a donation to a group supporting President Trump's reelection. Jennifer King, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.